Ghost Beast!
Ghost Beast.
Ghost Beast!
A horror podcast. I'm Todd, joined by my wife, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
Hi. We watched The Collection from 2012, directed by Marcus Dunstan, who is the collector master. I think this is his magnum opus. And I did just find out, I know I'd heard they were making a third movie. I was like very nervous around all this because like I don't know anything about this guy, and this felt like it could be a Jeepers Creeper situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just by like the nature of the movie, I don't know what it is, why it made me think of that, but there is controversy around the third movie. I don't think that he has done anything wrong.
Oh God.
Although that was the first thing that went in my mind.
Oh
was
my
like,
God.
Here we go. No, I think there was some weird thing with the. I think the official word was like there were creative differences between him and the people running the money.
Okay.
And I also heard rumors about someone like stealing money from the production. I don't want to get into all that shit, especially when I don't know anything. But it was just like, oh, okay. Like that. So that's why the movie isn't getting made.
Okay.
So this is the second in the series. I don't think we're getting a third one.
Oh, well.
Look, maybe not the end of the world. It is weird how much of a jump there is between each movie. It's many, many
yes.
years. It, again, feels very Jeepers Creeper.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. I like these movies. Like this. I've talked on here about guilty pleasures and how I don't really like that term because it's like, if you like something, just like it. You don't need to feel guilty.
Mm-hmm.
I feel guilty about this. This is a guilty pleasure.
No, I could understand that because... As corny as the whole thing is, they really kill it in the practical effects and stuff.
There's
like,
a lot.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. There's a lot they do really well.
Yeah.
I like, honestly, it is one of those things where it's like when we watched the first movie, The Collector, I was like, this is so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't know. There's something about the concept.
Yeah.
That I was like, this is really fun.
Yeah, I think another part that makes it so crazy is, like, this killer is just, like, not like other
okay.
killers.
Yeah,
like,
we'll
rules go out the
shit.
Window.
Because that's, he's like a superhero,
yeah.
or I guess supervillain. But I think, yeah, it's because the concept is so, like, weird and kind of edgy. It's definitely from a different era. And it tries really hard to be super, like, disturbing and weird.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that winds up being very unrealistic. But I just think, like, they wind up being so fun.
Yeah.
And, like, I think the first one, there were things about it that were kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
This one blows everything up so much that
yeah.
it's, like, it's not really scary anymore. It's just, like, it's just ridiculous.
It's, like, super bizarre.
Yes. But without spoiling anything, I mean, after the first one, I'll say right out the bat, as much as I still like this, because it's just, like... You know, you really have to go along with it and go along for the ride because it is very stupid. It's not a good movie. No. And I'm not trying to be, like, pretentious or judgy or anything. It's just, you know what it is.
Yeah.
You know, when you get into these. And this one, it feels like it goes in a slightly different direction. It goes in the sequel direction where it makes it just way bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And... goes a little bit into the lore behind The Collector and everything. Not too much.
Mm-hmm.
It does okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
It does a good thing in that it focuses on just the traps
yeah,
and all the crazy stuff.
That's all you want.
Yeah, yeah. It does like what you're supposed to do. But there is something about how by blowing it up in the way they did, making it so much bigger, it does kind of lose something. That's what I was saying where like I don't really consider this to be scary or anything like that.
Yeah.
So it has like a different kind of tone in that way. So it's just one of those things where it's like something is lost there, but it winds up being like just kind of ridiculous and fun in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
But in the first one, we mentioned how it seemed very unrealistic how much, I mean, can we spoil the first one? Like, I don't know how to address that here. Let's just say,
I don't know.
I mean, these movies, they're about like, it's very like Saw coded, but
yeah.
it's kind of like Saw if John Kramer was a, like, actual slasher, like, killer.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, he sets up these traps, but then he also, like, lurks around with a crazy-looking mask and, like, actually tries to stab people and shit.
Yeah, and he seems to have like an animalistic approach into killing and to like
yeah, I don't
he
know
just
what
looks
is up
for
with him in general.
I take it as if like this killer is like collecting bugs and they just like kill all the other bugs for some reason except for one for some reason they find special and they take it.
I guess that makes sense because we see like some of the collector's home
yeah.
in the second movie and you see he has collections of like bugs and shit like that.
Yeah,
it's like
pieces.
Well, whoa.
Oh,
whoa.
Oops. Oops.
We're starting now. We gotta bleep that out. I'm just saying.
You're physically pulling me like, whoa there, do not.
I'm just saying, they really present it as like, this guy just loves collecting shit. Like,
yes.
That's his whole thing.
Yeah.
And I guess, yeah, that is the whole concept, is you take that and apply it to humans.
Yes. It's scary.
Yeah, the concept is still pretty scary.
Yeah.
I'll just say, without spoiling the first movie, hopefully, is that it did feel like he was doing too much. Like, mm-hmm. he's way too capable, like he is inhuman or something.
Yeah.
And the second movie is just like, yeah, what if we just, like, don't make it realistic at all? Like, he is just doing so much in this fucking movie where it completely bends reality. And I guess that's part of just what you get with these movies and like the tone and everything. Because at least with Jigsaw, you could kind of get like, I don't know if they ever explain like where he gets money from in those movies.
I'm sure they do. Yeah.
And I just don't remember because there's 10 of the fucking movies. But it is like at least somewhat believable that he's supposed to be this expert engineer and you see like where he's crafting the traps and there's enough there that's like, okay, I could see someone doing this. And they explain why he has a lot of fucking time because he just isn't doing anything. Oh, yeah. I think wasn't he like a successful engineer? You probably made a lot of money from it.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. But that's what I'm saying. And this one is just like, no, this guy would have to be doing this 24/7.
Yeah, like
all the time.
That man has not 1 minute of rest.
Well, that is his whole life, is collecting shit. That's all he does.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
He doesn't sleep, eat, nothing.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know how much else we could say without just talking about the movie. But that's where we stand. We like these movies. I wish they would make more, as stupid as they are.
I'm curious as to what the creative differences might have been.
I'll have to dig into it more because I've heard so much weird shit around that. Because some of the news was coming out like this year about it, oddly enough.
Oh, man.
But I still liked the movie.
Yeah, no, I think my comments might have been a little bit more disparaging than they actually are.
It's fun to dunk on it, but it's like we had a good time. I think these would be fun to watch with people. We watched this one with your mom.
Yeah,
we had fun with it.
She loved it,
Yes, we're all laughing.
Yeah, this is definitely one of those movies. Like, you put this on at a party because...
Totally.
It's ridiculous.
Yes. And I love that. That's great.
Yes.
That's where it gets into like why I think the idea of a guilty pleasure, it's so bad it's good. It's like, no, I had a good time and it's fun, so it's good. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, these types of movies, you're not really looking for like in-depth lore and character building. Yeah. Like,
it's just the fun concept just taken all the way there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's get into the spoilers. So I did think it was nice how this movie kind of just gets going immediately. There's no real setup or story. You just are introduced to this new lady character, which is Elena. Is that her name?
Yeah.
I think so. She's like she's kind of like the new protagonist. Like, the protagonist from the old movie is still here as an important character, but I think a lot of the focus of the movie is on her.
Yeah.
And it's kind of right away, she is invited to a weird warehouse party, which I've never been involved in that scene or anything. I don't know what that's like. Does that really happen?
I mean, yeah, I've been to them before, but it wasn't like a regular thing.
Uh-huh. Was it like a rave or something?
No, because this is during art school, so it was a bunch of like very cool rooms you would walk into. Yeah.
Say no more.
Like live music and stuff, yeah.
Okay. So I guess this is stuff the kids do, sure. Okay. I was just boring. And
what?
But they go to this place, and there are like way too many rooms. We're like, what the fuck is this? And she finds the crate holding Arkin. the character from the last movie. Mm-hmm. And that kind of kicks everything off because it sets off these traps. And immediately we were just like, okay, this is a very different movie because these traps are like mass killing devices that just wipe out everyone in this fucking building. It was like, what is going on? Like, he's just standing and watching as like the floor or the ceiling is like crushing a group of kids. There's like saws flying through the air, cutting them in half. Yeah. It's like, just what is your goal here? Like, this is crazy.
Yeah, it definitely, it's like so much happens so fast with so many different things that seem like that would take months.
That also sets up the like how long it would take to create all this and everything. It's like you got way too much time on your hands. But yeah, I guess that's supposed to be his thing, is that like he kills the ones he's not interested in and he saves like one. So maybe this is like natural selection to see who would survive this insane shit. And of course the girl Elena survives. The main character manages to escape and break the shit out of his arm in the process. But then the movie is just focused on, apparently he has this collector base. It's like an old hotel where he's holding her. And there's a guy trying to rescue her who like works with her father. We don't need to get into like the full story, but the whole thing is, you know, he's going in, he recruits the character from the first movie, because presumably he would know like how to deal with the collector, and they go to rescue her. And yeah, in this building, there's just like, it's like one room after another of like just insane, like he doesn't stay in one lane.
No. You know what I mean? I was just thinking about that because we were talking during the movie how he's like John Kramer. He's like that like guy that has the murder house, like that, you know that one. He's an actual serial killer.
John Wayne Gacy?
That's what I used to be into. No, kind of. It was in like, it was during the World's Fair, and I don't want to like get into like the history of that, but I feel like the hotel reminded me of the murder house thing.
Okay.
So yeah, there's that.
Yeah, he's just doing everything, because not only does he have traps everywhere, and he has like he has his bug collection, he also has the thing that you started to spoil earlier.
Oh, whoops!
His art sculptures made out of like human bodies and stuff.
I mean, that part was like super corny, but at the same time,
it was kind of cool.
It was kind of cool. Yeah. It was really well done for some reason.
Yeah, it's like just, very like, macabre.
Looks, yeah, and he has like a art museum. Yeah. Like it's crazy.
But then
and paintings.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yes,
you just started to roll your eyes at me.
No, I didn't mean to do that. I think for some reason I roll my eyes a lot and don't realize I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. But no, we also see he has like a ton, like it looks like hundreds of people just captured here. I guess the idea is that he tortures the shit out of them, then he drugs them, and they become these weird zombie things that just live there.
And he has like a room full of dogs.
So many. Yeah, and he has the dogs. Yeah, his attack dogs.
Just a room full of dogs, which is crazy.
This is what I'm saying. Like, it's too much. Yeah. Like, normally you'd pick one or two of these things, but he has everything. It's like they just took a little bit from like every movie.
Yes.
And obviously that is part of why I would maybe not call this a good movie. But it's like, at the same time, it's like they just said, fuck it. And it's just doing everything. So it's really silly.
Yeah, it's interesting
it's
to
fun.
See.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, I'm here for it too.
Yeah, it's like hard to criticize that when it's still just a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so much. I mean, they wind up in like this shootout where they're just gunning these people down.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, there's so much.
Yeah, there's so much happening. Like, I think we talked about last episode, like, he needs to be, like, nerfed. Like, you can't, can't do this. It's too many things.
But that's what this also proves, that, like, his body count is just, it's too high. Like, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
It's too, it would have to be in, like, the thousands. When you see, like, the piles of bodies and the sculptures.
Oh, right.
And the remember all that shit?
Yeah.
They find, like, his discarded body parts.
Yeah, he had, like, a body chute, which
it's
is, like,
too
Jeeper
many.
Creeper.
Yes.
Like,
it's
so
too
many.
It's too many. Its body count is too many. But that's part of why it feels like the creators were just like, what if he's just the fucking baddest motherfucker? You know what I mean? And they don't think about how realistic it is. You know, it's the kind of thing where it's like when you're a kid And you're like, I bet I could eat 100 of those candies. And then there's some kid who's like, yeah, right, I could eat 1,000. And you're like, no, you couldn't. This is like that guy grown up making movies. You know what I mean? He's like, oh, Jason Voorhees, he killed like 80 people. My guy killed 2,000, you know? Do you follow what I'm saying? Oh,
I completely follow what you're saying. And I hope that there's an interview somewhere where that is an actual concept.
That's like the only way I can describe it.
Yeah.
But it's funny because at the same time, he still goes back to his roots and he has those weird like dickhead traps. Like when he's grabbing all the door handles and one of the door handles is just a knife that he just grabs. Those are the ones where you're just like, ow, like that sucks.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, like going from the giant meat grinders to like the knife door handle. It's like, you know, he just had fun with that one, you know?
Thinking about it now, like that image of him, like he's trying every door. It's like, yes. Damn, really? Ow.
I know. And it's just, it's like something that has such a small reaction. It's like, that stuff is silly too. But I'm glad they still had that because the first movie had like the nail on the phone receiver.
Yeah.
That's the kind of trap where it's just like, come on.
Yeah, where he put his hands through the boards to like pull the boards off.
Oh, yeah, like the razors. Yeah. Got him. Yeah. It's just mean.
That's petty.
And the other thing that like, that kind of broke the realism was when they got trapped in that cage and he has this extremely broken arm that seemed to fully recover because he was just using it without much trouble, you know, but he, to get out of the cage, he has them re-break his arm so that he can like slide it through and grab the latch, which it's not how that works.
No, not at all.
Every part that also kind of sums up the tone of the movie because they just wanted to have that arm break in there because it was fucked up.
Yeah.
But it makes no sense.
No, not at all.
And I mean, he's in a fist fight with the collector after that and just has no trouble at all with his like freshly broken arm.
He was just swinging it around earlier. It's like, wait, isn't she pops it back or something?
Yeah, and that's how it works.
Okay.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, they just don't care about the details. It's just like, whatever's cool. So we get the big fight at the end when there's, like, fire everywhere and the collector looks badass as shit. Because he can also fight super well. Like, on top of everything else.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He put his attribute points into everything.
Yeah.
So they get this, like, really badass fight. They kill the dogs again. I mean, like, I'm trying to think what else is there to say about this baby. That apparently, like we talked about how modern movies are a bit more progressive with that stuff. They stay away from it because you know what? People don't want to see that.
No.
You know, it's not even like shocking or anything.
Yeah.
But they still keep that in here. Thankfully, he doesn't kill any fish or cats or anything.
Yeah, not this time.
And the dog's a bad guy too. So, I mean, that doesn't count. But I did think, as fun as the movie is, because it is just introducing like new ideas constantly and just completely going over the top. I did think it was also a funny idea how to get people's attention on the outside because they're trapped in this building. He just like peeks his gun out of a little hole and shoots a fucking homeless man just to get the police. And I remember when we saw that, we were like, that's the most unrealistic thing. Like, that dude would just bleed out back here. Like, the police are not responding to this.
No, it's, you know what I mean? And also, why? You could have shot the ground or something and got their attention.
I guess.
I don't know.
But, I mean, that's what happens when the police get there. He, like, shoots again at the car. I mean, it's, it's funny because it's one of those things that's, I guess, a good idea if you're in that situation. But it was in the moment, like, this dude is out of his fucking mind.
Yeah.
Like, what is he doing?
That was plan A. Okay.
And it was kind of annoying at the very end. Because I guess the big resolution, the bit of like lore dump that we get is that I guess he's some successful entomologist who studies insects and shit. Mm-hmm. And I guess that makes sense. But again, it just makes me think like, when do you have time to do this? You know, when do you have time to have a normal life?
Yeah, your job is also, a lot of time.
Yeah,
that's
a
lot of studying.
Yeah,
you're a fucking scientist.
You would assume the scientists are very busy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
So, like, your day job is being a scientist? Like, you're not getting any sleep.
Yes. But he captures them, and even though it's, like, okay, I guess this would be the ultimate kind of revenge. They don't even show what he looks like. That was like, that kind of irritated me. And now knowing that there probably won't be a third one, it's like,
you son
of a bitch. Like, why would you tease that? I even, you know what's really funny? I was like, well, fuck you. I'm going to look up the actor online. I couldn't find a single picture of him. He's like a stunt guy or something, but I couldn't find any pictures of what the guy looks like.
Wow.
They it's got like, you. There's no way that they did that shit deliberately because that would be too much.
No, that was probably just a weird coincidence.
Yeah. Whatever. I don't have anything else to say.
Whatever. Really wanted to know that.
Did you have anything else?
No.
Okay, good. You can go to ghostbeast.com for all our links. You can search for Ghostbeast Pod. Hold on. I'm like so out. Shit.
Are you okay?
No. Yeah, we liked it. I do wish that there could be a third one.
Yeah.
What else is there to say?
Maybe one day we will.
We'll see. But you can go to ghostbeast.com for all our links. You can also search for Ghostbeast Pod and follow Ghostbeast on Letterboxd, where we rank everything we cover. Okay. How about above Mr. Crockett and below Beetlejuice Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
I like how you said that, like, yeah, that's perfect. That's number 61 on our list. You can also like and subscribe. You can follow us on TikTok and I guess YouTube. I haven't put anything on YouTube in a while. It's a lot of work, all right? TikTok's doing well, though, even though they're trying to, like, shadow ban us.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah. And you can contact us at podcast@ghostbeast.com. What are your guilty pleasures? God, that's such a dumb question. Bye.
I don't think it's a dumb question.